Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the all-new Channel Q on 94.1 HD2. It's the Fox and Freezy Show with Dominic Pacifico. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, baby.
Gentle dudes. How are we feeling today?
Doing okay.
Dominic brought us... See, now it's coming to you. See, I was... You can't have my water. What if I got herpes? I can't give you that. Oh, I'm just kidding. Wow. See, that's how you keep people away from your water on this show. Okay. Hey, so Dominic, you actually set up like something like really kind of cool. One of the most prolific adult film directors in the world.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that. You know, let's give Dominic a round of applause real quick. And then let's give another round of applause to the most prolific adult film director in the world, Shishi LaRue.
Hey.
You would know, Tyler.
Every time you say prolific, I think you're saying prophylactic.
Well, I mean, they kind of could work. I mean, I don't know exactly about the sentence structure, but I mean, there's something maybe that could work there. That means condom, right?
It does.
Condom, Shishi LaRue got all the condoms in the world. So, I mean, this works.
It's something to prevent disease periods, so condom.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
I've been called a condom Nazi in the past.
Well, you know, like, the really fun thing about your videos is you are like a proponent. Here's another fancy P word, guys. Shishi LaRue is actually one of the directors that actually took a stand some years ago and said, you know what? There's a lot of diseases that could be passed, but it's not going to be passed on my set. I read your book, by the way. It's called Making It Big, by the way. If you haven't read it, you should read it. It's so good.
Making It Big.
I need to do a sequel because it's so... I wrote that so long ago that it's like back when Ryan Idol and
who is
Tom
Ryan
Kent.
Idol for some of us that don't know who the heck Ryan Idol is?
Ryan Idol is probably one of the biggest porn stars that's ever been, gay porn stars that's ever been. He was one of the... guys that was called Gay for Pay.
Oh.
So it was like, you know, the Ryan Idols, the Ken Rikers, the big names like that.
I have a question. After so many times that you go gay for pay, aren't you just gay at that point?
I personally don't really like that term.
What is exactly does it mean anyway? Because there's somebody like, what exactly? I got an idea.
If you pay me enough, I'll be gay.
Oh, I thought that was bisexual. Like, if you buy me something,
I mean, listen. Nowadays, it's just
whatever makes you feel good and makes you sleep better at night.
Yeah.
I think that's really what it
comes down to. Sorry, back to Ryan.
Hey, but you know what? Because I'm straight for pay.
You are?
Sure. Yeah. People
why
don't
not?
Know this. I am not just a, I'm not a gay porn star.
How do you identify, Dominic?
Porn star.
All my fantasies have just come crashing down.
And I'm a porn director. I've directed everything from gay, straight, transsexual, bisexual. I've directed a lot.
You know who's a big fan of yours? I follow her on Twitter and, of course, Instagram. Her Instagram is so fabulous anyway. Jenna Jameson.
Yes.
I
directed her last 10 movies before she got out of the business.
What? Oh, that's crazy.
Her retirement time.
I did not know that.
Yeah. She was under contract to Vivid. She had the most incredible contract that I have ever, I mean, it was like, so when she would do a movie for Vivid, they would pay her this extremely exorbitant amount of money, and then they would also finance a movie for her company, Club Jenna, and they would pay for it. So
that's
she
amazing.
Would get paid to do the movie, paid to do another movie that she would direct or star in, or she had it made.
That's what? Like no investment.
That's
I love it.
Plus a residual, I'm assuming.
She didn't get a residual, but she got paid. She didn't need a residual with how much she was paid.
That's
so
amazing.
I have a question over here. So do adult film stars actually make a lot of money? Or, I mean, kind of what's the pay
what
scale?
Industry, which, where you're at in the industry.
Well, no. I mean, it's nowadays, Dominic. We're squeaking by.
I know because it's like now everything is on the internet. You can just go and like click something on the internet, and it's like for free.
Well, when it used to be that Pornhub would steal everything, but now Pornhub is kind of like you want to be in good graces with Pornhub because they do take your stuff and then they promote your stuff. And
it's like 10-second clips that turn into people want to see
the
rest.
Well, the 10-second clip goes then directs you to
I'm just wondering.
Everybody's doing these OnlyFans that are just for fans, and it's kind of now that they can start just for fans and that they're going to make a lot of money. It's just not the case.
So how did you get into the adult film industry?
Oh, geez, that story. I lived in Minnesota.
Oh, my goodness.
And I moved to, I've been a porn fan since I was like, you know, 15, 16 years old straight.
Okay.
Porn. Like I was worshiping Seika, and I remember I was hired like in October or November, and January I went to my very first AVN Awards show in Vegas, where it was like in a little tiny banquet hall where they served cubes of cheese.
Oh.
There's so much. I've been doing this for almost 40 years, so it's like, crazy.
What?
Yeah, that's the magical number I was trying to get out of you earlier. I was like, how long have you been
36.
In this industry? 36 years.
36. And I'm going to be 60 years old in November. So I've been doing this for a while. I've been doing drag for 40 years.
40 years.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. How long have you been? Does everything have to go back to RuPaul? Well, speaking of RuPaul, you know, I mean, her and I have been friends for 30 years.
Okay.
She's helped me with the music. I was on her Realness album. I did a song with her, LGBT, on her Realness album, and it was really fun to do
work.
That.
Work. So do you guys like FaceTime and stuff?
Yeah, we talk. We okay. talk, but she's so busy. She must need to be constantly busy because she's going from RuPaul's Drag Race to RuPaul's All Stars to now RuPaul's Drag Race UK to now they're filming RuPaul's Drag Race season 12 and RuPaul's All Stars 5 and she's got the talk show.
I'm exhausted.
That's like two hands of counting.
Well, her career is definitely peaking like it did in the mid 90s. I mean,
well, she won two Emmy Awards already. It's crazy.
Know, in Gosh. The 90s, she's a singer, yeah. dancer, had her own show. She basically is doing what she did then all over again.
It's definitely fans. Peaks and valleys because she went when she got had Supermodel, you know, she was at the top of the world and then she kind of everything just kind of like
she was reinventing herself.
Yes. And now she took this Drag Race and did this. She's very smart and very talented. So, been best friends with Michelle Visage forever. They used to do a radio show in New York.
Yeah, that's right. KTU.
She had a show on VH1 for a while. So, I guess she had an in with VH1. So, I think it's awesome.
So, how did you get started? Like, you've got your own, like, film studio now. Channel 1
releasing,
right? I
don't anymore.
You don't anymore? What?
Yeah, I'm still the figurehead.
Okay.
There, I have a store with my name on it.
How did you get started, like, producing your own videos? Like, after, like, producing for such iconic, like, brands and labels.
Well, I was working for Falcon, and then Chuck Holmes hired me at Falcon, and then it kind of was funny because I started doing, they had a line called Mustang.
Okay.
And I started doing all the Mustang lines. Well, then, eventually, he wanted me to do the Jocks line.
Okay.
And so I was doing the Mustang and the Jocks. Then I started doing the Falcon, the Mustang. I was doing all their lines. And when John Rutherford kind of took over for Chuck, God rest his soul, you know, I was doing all of the movies there.
Okay.
So, which was awesome. Then it got a little weird. And then I started Channel 1. And Channel 1 was great. For a long time, I had like at one time, I think I had 10 exclusives and Brent Everett and Jimmy Durano and
right, some big names
and Benjamin Bradley. And yes, some great ones.
So I have to ask because
yeah.
we've had like a lot of queens on our show.
Yeah.
And I always ask, this is the one question that like I'm always so fascinated by. Dominic already knows where
no,
I'm going.
Stefan
is like holding his head down. But all right. So when you got started with drag,
yeah.
after directing all these successful films, how did you get started with drag? Because
drag
you're also
first.
A DJ.
Drag was first.
Drag was first.
Drag was first.
Okay.
I started in Minneapolis, Minnesota with a group of guys and we called ourselves the Weather Gals.
Let me ask it for you, Tyler.
Okay, go ahead.
What was your fish level when you painted your face for the first time?
Thank you, Stephen.
I was a dead tilapia on the
what?
Beach.
Oh, tilapia.
She was dead fish running.
My fish level was definitely stinky.
It was definitely
oh my
stinky.
Goodness.
No, I mean,
flavor.
There had to come up.
Tilapia has no flavor.
But I like it, because when you put it with other stuff, it's
whatever
very,
flavor,
it's very
yeah.
meaty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So, yeah, I started out doing hag drag. I had a mustache. I didn't.
Drag.
I would go to Goodwill and buy my clothes. And I mean, I DJed, or I didn't DJ. I performed at First Avenue where Purple Rain was filmed.
Oh, wow.
And I was in Purple Rain.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we love Prince on this radio show. You came to the right radio
through
show.
That movie to pause that one spot.
I'm right in front of Apollonia. I'm right in front of Apollonia when she sings Sex Shooter.
Oh, I love that song.
That's the track, baby.
That
yeah.
should be like our intro for this song. It's a Fox and Gracie show. We're talking.
You have to Google that.
I know,
and then
right?
I was in the audience doing the I would die for you.
Wow.
And movements.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He told us all what he wanted us to do with the hand movements.
Right.
I would die for you.
Well, on that note, rest in peace, Prince.
Yeah, totally. When he died, it was pretty devastating for me because I was friends with him. So it was like, I would go eat with him at Rudolph's Barbecue after the nightclub. I have so many Prince stories. It's crazy.
You should write a book. Write the book another and then come book. Back. Another book.
I think that those stories about Prince are in my book, isn't it? Aren't they?
You
guys remember John Wayne Bobbitt?
Yes.
Okay.
Lorena helped.
Perfect. I had to see his member that had the ridges in it from the knife.
And he did have a career after that, though, right?
He had a porn career and then he became a preacher.
Oh, wow. Well, we all got to find Jesus at some point,
life
right?
Life after
we're just
porn.
Just clearing
after all.
The air over here.
And there's life after having your
by your wife
thrown into a ditch.
It could have been worse. I mean, she could have flushed it down the toilet, and then there would have been no hope at all. It would have just been feeding the fish.
She threw it into a grassy knoll, and they found it, and it was preserved because of the wet grass.
Cover your ears, kids. Anyway, it's y'all new Channel Q 94.1 HD2. We're sitting up here talking to Shishi LaRue, one of the most prolific adult film directors of all time. Where can we stalk you? If we didn't want to be creepy or weird, but we wanted to creep your pages and stuff, where can we find you?
DJ Shishi LaRue on Twitter, Shishi LaRue on Instagram, and Shishi LaRue on Facebook. Just have to look for the right one.
Shishi LaRue, nothing else. Not Shishi LaRue.
It is Shishi LaRue and not Chi Chi LaRue. It's Shishi LaRue.
That's right. Shishi, a lady. And on that note, Shishi LaRue, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you.
It's the Fox and Freezy Show on the all new Channel Q 94.1 HD2 with more music and fun next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.